FaceTime on Android and Windows is coming. So what was so exciting? Apple made the announcement at its annual WWDC event, according to CNBC. The event started June 7. Apple announcing that Windows and Android users will be able to participate in FaceTime calls is a pretty big deal. Think about it this way. This is the first time that non-Apple users will be able to participate in FaceTime calls. Don't forget, if you are short on time, you can listen to this episode and others here. You can also find the podcast on Spotify and Google Podcasts. Now back to the article. Thanks to the new iOS 15 update, Apple users will be able to send a unique web link. This web link will allow users to schedule and invite Windows and Android users to participate in a FaceTime. Apple's new change of heart will make FaceTime more of a social affair now. The push to make iMessages and FaceTime more social is pretty smart. Doing so could attract new users to Apple's ecosystem. However, for Android users, there will not be a standalone FaceTime app. The only way they will be able to participate is if they are invited. Of course, because this is Apple, the calls will be end-to-end encrypted. So if you're worried about privacy, you won't have to worry here. It will be really simple to participate in the calls once invited. Users will just have to make sure they have the latest versions of Microsoft Edge or Google Chrome browser. With that being said, if you are excited to participate in FaceTime calls on your Windows or Android device, then make sure your browser is up to date. FaceTime on Android and Windows looks the same as on iPhones. FaceTime is definitely one of the more popular video calling services. However, it lacks some features that other services provide. By Apple bringing it to other platforms, it shows the company is putting more focus into it. In order for FaceTime to compete with Zoom, Microsoft Teams, or Google Meet, Apple will have to continue to improve upon it. There are other new features coming to FaceTime as well. Users will be able to watch videos and listen to music together via FaceTime now as well. This extra social feature will undoubtedly be a hit, especially with the pandemic still going on. However, only Apple users will be able to take advantage of these new features. Hopefully, Apple will expand that to Windows and Android users. Users will have to wait to take advantage of these new features though. iOS 15 will not be released to the public until the fall. What do you guys think? Are you an Android user who is excited to be able to use FaceTime? Do you think Apple may relent and release a full-fledged FaceTime service for Android and Windows in the future? Let me know down in the comments. Follow me over on Twitter to connect with me and to keep up with new posts. Have a good one.